Today is Friday the 13th. Tonight, the skies above Iowa will be filled with a full harvest moon.
Wait, is it a full moon tonight?
Oh!
Two occurrences that only happen once every 20 years, and two occurrences viewed by some as either bad luck or a night in which spooky things can happen.
Oh my God! Okay, it's happening! Everybody stay calm!
What's the procedure, everyone?
Thinking of Friday the 13th as unlucky or a full moon as spooky can be a widely held but unjustified belief in supernatural causation, in layman's terms, a superstition. Either way you look at it, an irrational fear of the day and full moons is something you either believe in or you don't. As our area teams prepare for another Friday night under the lights, we look at some superstitions area players and coaches believe in, take part in, and in some instances, don't feel normal until their superstitious rituals are complete. For the Pella Little Dutch, their offense is controlled by offensive coordinator Blaine Forsythe. Blaine, a Pella grad and former quarterback for the Little Dutch, has seen many successful years at Pella, and one could argue whatever he is doing is working. Forsythe says he's just a man of routine, even if it doesn't always make sense to him.
I kind of like to have my routine, and when I get into things or find something and we win, or now it's even if we lose, I just still do the same thing over and over again. And, you know, I think about it and it's just like, well, that's not very smart or cool, whatever. And I just kind of shake my head, but it's just the way I do business, I guess.
So what are some of the routines that drive the Pella offense?
Before every game, I get two king-size packs of Skittles, one wild berry and one original. And have them on the sideline for whenever I need them. Usually they're gone by halftime or the end of the first quarter, but just kind of whenever I need a little extra sugar.
And those aren't the only routines for Coach Forsythe.
I always wear a visor, whether it's practice or games, and on days I forget my visor, I feel off. You know, a couple of the coaches this year got bucket hats, and I actually organized it for them, but I didn't order one because I said I just need to have a visor on the sideline. So I get a lot of questions about why I wear a visor, but I just started one day and have won one just about every day since.
Coach Forsythe does his routines win or lose, so are they really superstitions? He has to do them, but does he feel they control the outcome of the game? Maybe the outcome of the game is a combination of Coach Forsythe's routines and one of his own star players' own superstitions. Logan Shetterly has been a stud so far for the Little Dutch in the 2019 season, and he just so happens to be one of the most superstitious people around.
Usually I wake up, my mom makes like a potato casserole that I'll eat every morning with ketchup and a glass of chocolate milk to start my day. And then I get home, I have to have a Jimmy John's sub with no tomatoes, and then a barbecue chips and a Dr. Pepper. That's a must. And I usually take like a 30-minute nap every time. And then I come here, I have a banana and a Pedialyte so I don't cramp up. And then you'll see like our trainers walking around, they'll always have a blue Powerade, and I have to have it on the sideline. Like it's just a must for me.
For Shetterly, his routines are a must, and they even carry over into other sports, where you might call him the Rocket Man.
I always have to listen to an album of Elton John. So I have my 15 songs or so, and I go through that, and that kind of gets me ready.
So far, we found out that Pella Little Dutch are a well-oiled machine made up of some wacky routines, but again, do they determine the outcome of the game? Is it a superstition or just a routine? For PCM head football coach Greg Bonnet, his belief is if his superstition goes wrong, so does the game. So what are some of the superstitions that drive the man behind the Mustangs on game day?
Well, you know, I have a lot, and it's well documented. Everybody kind of knows these. But just a few on game day are I'm not allowed to split things. So if there's a double door and I walk through one side, whoever I'm with has to walk through it the same way. We can't split it. So I normally wait for people to go through the door, then I choose. I always, just in life in general, if I'm walking with only one person, they have to be on my left side. I think it's bad luck to have them on my right. Another big one of mine is that during the season, on the weeknights, I only eat spaghetti. During the day, I can eat whatever I want, but on the weeknights of a game, my wife makes a big thing of spaghetti, and that's all I eat. My family will eat a normal diet, but I only ever eat spaghetti.
Coach Bonnet says if something goes wrong and one of his superstitions is broken or messed with, he has no problem starting over to make things right.
I would definitely have to back up. Like, I'd have to start over where I came from. I mean, you know, I know it sounds funny, but that's how I am. That's just kind of the way I am. And, yeah, I would definitely have to start over. People do mess with me that way, but I don't let it get to me because I'll just start right over. I'll start the whole day over.
Coach Bonnet does, however, have a hidden superstition that KNIA Careless Sports was lucky enough to get the exclusive on.
There is one more superstitious thing that I do, and nobody really knows about it, but I'll let it out here. I play a secret game of tag. I pick out a person on game day, and I have to make sure that I touch them last before the game. And sometimes they catch on to it, and it gets a little bit more competitive, but I'm always playing a secret game of tag. I mean, some guys are easy.
Even with the weirdness that is Coach Bonnet's superstitions, when it comes to Friday the 13th and full moons, it turns out they don't even bother him.
I'll be honest with you. I love full moons. Like, I think they're good luck. I love Friday the 13th. I think it's good luck.
For Coach Bonnet, his superstitions have been going for what seems like most of his life. For some superstitions, it's something people might have tried and given up on. Take Coach Keller with the Knoxville Panthers. Keller, who used to coach for Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont, says he's not a superstitious guy, but that hasn't stopped him from trying.
I was at Eddyville, and a friend of mine on home games, we started going up and getting into quick 9 holes of golf because the kids didn't have to be back till like 5 o'clock. And one season we were pretty good, and we went to the playoffs, and it seemed like every time we went golfing we won, so we thought we'd get a golf every time. And then the next year we had a down year, and we just quit golfing after that because it wasn't working.
So maybe there is no such thing as good or bad luck, and maybe we make our own luck, and superstitions is just something we do to make us feel better. But hey, all I know is the Panthers are 2-0 after a 56-0 beatdown of Seidel. When's the last time you said beatdown and Panthers in the same sentence as win? Maybe whatever they have done, they need to keep doing. Just saying.
Curse is broken. Curse is broken, people! Oh, there is a God, and he has a plan for us after all. So go home, get some rest. Very, very good work today.
As players hit the field tonight, some believe in an outside force that is going to help carry them to victory because of something they ate, or in the case of Cale Anthony of the Pleasantville Trojans, maybe something you wear, even if it's a little weird.
I like to wear some, like, galaxy cat riding unicorn underwear every game.
Weirdo. But hey, if you had 596 yards, 9 touchdowns, and averaged over 14 yards per carry through 2 games, you might try some weird underwear as well. Either way you look at it, superstitions is something you believe in or you think is ridiculous. For me, I got married on Friday the 13th, so either I'm doomed or it's all hooey. We will find out tonight as our area teams take the field on Friday the 13th under the lights of the stadium and the full harvest moon in the sky. If something weird or bad happens, don't blame me. It's all about whatever you choose to believe. For Football Friday Nights and KNIA Careless Sports, I'm Nathan Sage.